Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 236. So in this week's parsha we have the encounter between Yaakov and Esav where Yaakov steals the brachos. And I want to talk about that a little bit more in the next Take 10. But for now I wanted to discuss this issue of lying. When is lying forbidden? When is it not forbidden? Generally, we assume the Torah says, Midvar Sheker Tirchak, never tell a lie. In a previous Take 10, I talked about how that language is actually very interesting. We usually talk about don't do this or don't do that. Here it says, Midvar Sheker Tirchak, distance yourself from a lie, which would mean that you just can't get close at all. There's no such thing as too distant. So I'm always distancing myself, so there really isn't anything as being too truthful. But we see that that might not be true. The Gemara Nivamo says, V'amar Rabbi Lamish Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Mutar lo la'adam l'shanos b'davar ha'shalom. It is permitted to lie for peace. Okay, to lie for peace, and he brings a proof from Bereshis. Later on, we're going to read how the brothers are going to tell Yosef, Avicha Tzivah, your father has commanded that you forgive us for your sale and sana. Carry and bear our sin. Yeah, we made a mistake. And Rabbi Nassan Amar, he says it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be mishana b'davar hashalom. So we have this idea that even to change deliberately what somebody had said, to make stuff up for the purposes of peace, seems to be okay. Now this is something which is, I think, a slippery slope a little bit. So we're going to see how this was qualified. The Gemara there concludes, Gadol HaShalom Shafa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shina Bo. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed for peace when he referred to Sarah's words earlier in Bereshis, referred to Sarah's words and doesn't say Va'adoniza Kain, but Va'aniza Kanti. He explains the reason she doesn't have children is not because my master is old, which would reflect badly on Abraham, but specifically changes the words so that she says Aniza Kanti, I have become old and I can't. So God doesn't share the full story either. And so we have to understand what does this mean to be Mishana Bepnei HaShalom. Okay, so the Gemara in the Gemara in Ksuvos, very famous Gemara which has been turned into a very popular song. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbanon Ketzad Meraktim Lefnei HaKala. How do we dance before the Kala? So the Gemara doesn't actually mean how do we dance before the Kala, even though when we play this song, we generally are busy dancing before the Kala. What it means is, it's referring to how do we speak of the Kala. How do we talk to the Kala? How do we compliment the Kala? And this, of course, would be true for the Chassan as well. Beis Shammai Omrim Kala Kamoshihi. Beis Shammai says, you know, you tell it like it is. And Beis Hillel Omrim Kala Noa V'Chasuda. You say how beautiful and how gracious she is. And I guess, simply reading the Gemara, it sounds like even if that wouldn't be true. Okay? Rashi, on these words, says Kamoshihi. Rashi says, "Lefi yofia v'chashivu samech al sanosa." So Beis Shammai has the perspective that you would not speak of beauty that doesn't exist or importance that doesn't exist. Rather, Beis Hillel says, "Chasuda chut shal chesed mashachalaha." You refer to this chut shal chesed, this halo of chesed and generosity that is spread upon her, etc. So it seems that Beis Shammai is more of a literalist, and the compliments Beis Hillel is more of, it's figurative, generalities, niceness. Okay. Amr lehen Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says Beis Hillel, Harei sheha'isa chigeres osuma. Omran lo, kalana v'chasuda. Let's say she's, she's has some imperfections, some obvious imperfections. You're going to say that you're not beautiful and amazing. Torah says you're supposed to distance yourself from any sort of falsehood, and that would be a falsehood. What do you mean? According to you, let's say somebody goes to the shuk, he goes to the store, and he buys something which is like a really bad thing. Okay? Should you tell him, wow, that's a particularly bad thing that you bought there? Or should you say nice things and say, wow, that's great, super amazing? Anybody would tell you that what you're supposed to do is praise him. And the Chachamim say from here that you're supposed to be mu'urevesim habrios, you're supposed to get along with people, say nice things to people, so that there's no difficulty between you. And so, Beis Shammai makes the argument, like, how are you going to say nice things about somebody who there's no nice things to say about? Beis Hillel says, you know, it seems, say general things, because in social conditions, you would never do otherwise. That's what we would do in social conditions. Now, to be clear, as there are those who bring this up, the Maseches Kala brings up, this says, I don't understand, why do you need to learn from this idea of going out to the shuk and seeing how people behave towards each other? Why can't you just simply learn from the fact that we just said, the Gemara Nivama says that even God was Mashana b'nei HaShalom. Even God changed the words that Sarah had said to, in this, his description of them to Avraham. So the Gemara says, no, I'm sorry, the Maseches Kala answers, lo mi ba'i midoraisa shapidani. Of course, but Hillel is saying to Beis Shammai, the Torah says you're allowed to be Mashana b'nei HaShalom. Ela af lebriyasa shapir dami. People also like this. It's what people need to hear. And so this is a very interesting response, where what is the argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, or Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel arguing about whether or not we're allowed to be Mashana b'nei HaShalom? One could suggest that's what they're arguing about. Or you might say another idea. You might say that really what we're arguing about is a matter of degree, a matter of degree of what you're allowed to change, what you're allowed to say that is not true. There's another Gemara. Gemara Bava Metzia says a similar type of expression, that Avidei Rabbanim Demishani Bimilayhu, rabbis deviate in their speech from the truth, the Maseches Uvepuria Ubuushpiza, in three things, Maseches, Puria, and Ushpiza. So Rashi says, what does Maseches mean? It means, a person asks you, do you have a particular Masechta? Do you know something? Do you have this knowledge? Even if you really do, you're allowed to say no. And it's considered to be an attribute of humility. Tosa says, I don't understand why you're allowed to do that. If somebody asks you a question, you have to give them an answer. They're asking a halachic question. You should be obligated to give an answer. Tosa responds, we're talking about something else. We're talking about a situation where, no, you didn't have, it wasn't that they were just asking you and asking out of curiosity, they were trying to harass you, and they were bothering you, so therefore you don't have to tell the truth, because you can protect yourself. It's not humility, but you can avoid yourself from being bullied or bothered. Okay, the next thing Lamar said you're allowed to change in regard to is Puria. Puria, Rashi says, is actually a little bit obscene. Somebody asks you about your intimate life. Puria means bed. Shimashta mitosecha. So you're allowed to say no. Why? Because it's sneas. It's modesty. You're not supposed to talk about that to other people. That's nobody's business. Tosa says that that's a weird thing for people to ask. Nobody would ask that question. Rather, he says differently. It has to do with Balkari, a person who would have a seminal emission and then become tummy. You don't have to give the reason for why you weren't in the Beis Medrash that day. You don't have to be so specific about it. That's what Puria means, something that happened to you in your bed, but not specifically actions relating to relations. Okay, last thing is Ushpiza. Ushpiza, the Gemara says, another case you're allowed to be mishane, to change. So Rashi says, Shalu im Ushpizu im Kiblu b'sever panam yafos. Somebody comes and asks you about a particular host and says, oh, you were just at that host. How were they? And you're allowed to say, like, you weren't at the host. Why? Because the concern is that these people are going to go and take advantage of the host that you just recommended. This wouldn't obviously work in a world of B&B, Airbnb, but the idea is that here you're protecting the person from being abused by others by not exactly telling the truth. Okay, so here you have all of these different, traits, not just shalom, but other qualities where it seems that honesty goes second. So for anava, humility, according to Rashi, or to avoid abuse, according to Tosos, puri, according to Rashi, is to avoid issues of modesty, tznius, and similarly Tosos holds the same, or you're allowed to change your words to be mishana mipnei ushpiza, because of the ushpiza, to protect other people. So notice that Gemara only uses the word mishana, to change, not necessarily to lie. So it's important. The Shulchan Aruch talks about how mitzvah l'sameach chasan l'raki l'fanal. You're supposed to be joyful with the chasan and dance, and say that she's noah v'chasudah, like Beis Hillel says. Okay, afilu eina noah, even if she's not. Even if she's not considered to be noah. So the Beis Shmuel says, afal gad d'chsiv midvar sheker tirchak, how are you allowed to do this? So yesh l'taretz tevarav, she noah b'maseha, you're allowed, she's beautiful in some way. You know, to say somebody's beautiful, there are a lot of different ways to be beautiful. And so, like, let's not get so crazy about what traditional meanings might mean and whether it's true or whether it's not. And so this would be an example of mishana. I'm not lying. I'm just not being perfectly clear and precise. And therefore, in my imprecision, I am understood, and in my imprecision, I'm saying nice things, and you don't have to go so crazy. The Chalkas Machokek says on those words as well, Lo Shem Yesh Lamum Yom Hashem Lamum. Right? He clarifies. He says it's not that, you know, a person who has a problem say, oh no, you don't have a problem. You don't have to specifically address that. This is a Shekhar Gamar. Rak Yomar Stam Shinoa V'chut Shel Chesed Moshach Aleha. You could say nice things. It's not a problem. And so the idea is that Mishana V'nei HaShalom, you're allowed to be Mishana, you're allowed to do Shinoi. You don't have to be exacting in your level of truth in such a case where it's going to make somebody feel good or it's against some other values. And this idea is very important. You don't have to be Mishana. You definitely can't lie, though. What it was that Beis Shammai held is not exactly clear, and that requires further discussion. Have a great day, and keep it honest.